Business Review from KWBU and Baylor University's Handkammer School of Business. I'm CJ Jackson. How much influence does a supervisor's behavior have on their employees' performance? Dr. Mitchell Neubert, Chavon Chair of Christian Ethics in Business and Professor of Management, researched this question with colleagues recently, the results of which will be published in the Journal of Applied Psychology. Dr. Neubert, would you start by defining the two types of management styles that you looked at?
A group of researchers and I took a look at two styles. One is more of a directive, or you might say task-oriented leadership style, telling people what to do. The other one is servant leadership. Now, servant leadership, you may have heard about that, but we really haven't done a lot of research to understand the effects of servant leadership. And actually, I think it's a style that appeals to many people, particularly here at Baylor, because it models the style of Jesus Christ and how he leads people. But I think some people have a thought that maybe servant leadership means weak or passive or just letting people do whatever they want. And I think our research found that that's not really true.
What kinds of differences did you observe in employees of these two management styles?
The results really pointed to the fact that leaders have a particular role in shaping the mindset of employees, meaning what they think about and then what they focus their attention on. And what we found out is that servant leaders, they shape the mindset of employees so those employees think about things like helping others, going beyond their job descriptions to collaborate with others, and being creative and thinking of new ways to grow and improve in the workplace. Now, in contrast, the task-oriented or directive leader, but what they do is they put in this employee's mind this idea of making sure that you follow the rules and you perform your specific job function and you stay out of trouble. And it does a good job at that. I mean, what we found is that employees who have a task-oriented leader do their jobs and they stay out of trouble. What we found out for the servant leader is that their employees were creative and they helped others.
Can you go into a little more detail about what servant leadership is?
Servant leadership at its heart involves considering not only your own interests, but also the interests of others. How that plays out in the workplace is that servant leaders are concerned with the development of other people. They spend a lot of time trying to build their employees' skills and knowledge, and they also spend a great deal of time trying to create a collaborative environment, a team-oriented environment, where people are working together. They're not working for the boss, but they're working together. So servant leaders provide a real good example of getting down, doing the dirty work, doing whatever needs to get done, and they also then focus on developing other people to actually rise up and take positions of leadership. And furthermore, what we find out is this collaborative environment and this emphasis on growth causes this servant leadership to create an environment where people are being more creative and they're exploring new things and they're trying new things without the fear of failure.
Thanks, Dr. Neubert. Dr. Mitch Neubert is a professor of management at Baylor. This is the Business Review from KWBU and Baylor University's Handkammer School of Business. To hear this and other past business reviews, visit kwbu.org or baylor.edu/business/radio, or visit us on the iTunes Music Store. I'm CJ Jackson. Tune in for the Business Review Thursday and Friday mornings on 103.3 FM.